This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Lisa Traeger. Just a fun hangout. We get into so many different subjects. We talk about dating, friend zone, Taylor Swift. It's all there. Check it out. Share it with friends. Go.
Every show?
Every show. That was the first interrupted one that we've had. To the J Train Podcast. Coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. You heard her just now. Super pumped to have her here on OKP. Original key player.
Oh, great.
Lisa Traeger.
Hello. Did you make that up or is that a real thingy?
OKP was something my buddy would always say about like a group of us that were like hanging out in the city. And I transferred it over to this podcast to like guests that I love having on.
Thank
that
you.
Have been here since day 50.
Yeah. I like OKC. Original key player. OKP. Okay.
So if you're new to the podcast, Lisa's been here a couple times. She's fantastic. You should all go follow her. Super awesome comic. So funny. Blowing up at Glitter Cheese on Twitter. Go follow her. Glitter Cheese on Twitter. What do you got coming up? Are you going to be on TV or something?
I just did Nikki Glaser's show, Not Safe for... with Nikki Glaser.
Oh, good.
So you can watch that on the internet, I'm sure. And then This Is Not Happening whenever that comes out.
Oh, awesome. That'll be fun. That's a storytelling show.
Yeah, I taped it. It was good.
What was your story about? What's a
I got arrested three times in 1 year.
Three times in 1 year?
Yeah.
Mom and Dad were very happy about that.
The
I'm
third
sure.
one's a secret.
The third, okay, not anymore.
I mean, what are they going
to
do now?
Every Jewish parent's dream is to have a 3 in 1 year. Jail, you know, jail situation.
Yeah, thinking back, I bet my parents were so upset and nervous for the way it was going to turn out.
Well, it's the future is what they're really worried about. If this year is 3 arrests, yeah. What's next year? You know, they're expecting, you know, prostitution.
Yeah, and then I found, you know, stand-up, and then I turned my life into...
different type of prostitution.
Yeah.
So
still a mess.
All of you guys go follow Lisa at Glitter Cheese. That's the name of her album, Still a Mess.
You've never been arrested?
Never been arrested. I got one public urination at college.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I remember I was at a tailgate, and I was peeing. When you're at a tailgate, the way you pee is you open the door to a car so the door covers your left side. You open the driver's side door, the door covers your left side, and the car covers your right side, and you pee in that little triangle right there. So I was peeing, and I was underage. I remember I put my beer on top of the car. Cop comes up to me, hits me on the shoulder. He's like, "Sir?" And I just look back, and I'm like, "Yeah, just give me 5 seconds." And I finish peeing. And then I was like, and he's like, "Have you been drinking?" And I go, "No," because I had nothing. I had dick in hand.
Yeah.
So I was saved by my dick to get the underage. So just had to like pay a fine. But that's how dangerously I live.
I pee in public a lot. Less now.
A woman peeing in public is an amazing thing to witness. It is like a balloon popping.
I have a lot of photos of me peeing in public.
Really?
I did not take them.
Of course. You weren't selfieing.
No. I've been hijacked by many friends.
And then they post it?
Of course.
Have to.
Yeah.
There's nothing more funny than a girl crouching down and then like catching the friend taking the picture. It's like the human deer in headlights.
Yeah, it's
just
pretty fun.
Just looking over, just like, that's what
it just sucks when you gotta go. You just, what are you gonna do?
A girl getting a picture taken of her while peeing in public and a guy getting pantsed. Those are two funny faces.
Okay, yeah.
You ever watch a guy get pants?
I used to de-pants people in junior high.
De-pants?
Yeah.
That's what you call it? De-pants? Like, it's like, that sounds like a 90s R&B star. Yo, check out de-pants. He's going to sing you to sleep. Yo, de-pants in the house. De-pants? I've never heard it said that way.
Yeah, well, how?
Pants. Pants.
But that makes no sense.
The pants, getting pants is always funny because as a guy, your penis is not ready for that. Yeah. That is a bad look for your penis.
Okay.
No chub. You're just straight up as small as you can be. And it is the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that your dick grows?
Yes.
It's creepy, huh?
It's weird that I'll have good dick days and bad dick days. Like sometimes I'll see my dick, I'll be like, you ain't showing today.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll be like, someone's got to see this. I got to show this off to the masses.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
You ready for the emails?
Yeah, I'm ready for everything.
Ready for everything.
I really am.
That's why I'm a huge Lisa Traeger fan.
I do wish I had more energy now that I'm sitting here and my eyelids are closing.
Well, we did some drinking last night.
We did some late night, early morning drinking.
Yes, 5 a.m. I've seen 5 a.m. more times this year than I have in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a lot of 5 a.m.s.
Because you're not blacked out by midnight like your usual.
Exactly. Yeah, this is true.
That's what it is.
You see there's something about walking outside of a bar and seeing daylight that is just super like, there's like a moment where you're like, I did it. You know, I made it.
Well, the city looks beautiful at dawn.
Yes,
it
does.
Or dusk or whatever. Dawn.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. I take my favorite photos of the city at that time. No one's around. It's like,
you have to hold
beautiful.
Yourself back from posting it on Instagram and doing like a super sappy love New York thing.
I usually I don't know.
I know what you mean though. You wake up summertime, dusk or
dawn,
summertime,
because it's light but the sun's not shining, so yeah. There's it's just like a very cool looking glow.
You still can taste the Jameson on your lips.
Yeah, I would love to like take a romantic stroll up during that time.
Yeah, I would too if I wasn't staggering to get to my bed.
Yeah,
listen, we're gonna get to the emails. We got Lisa Traeger here at Glitter Cheese on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. You're on Snap?
I am on Snap.
You are Snap.
Glittercheese54.
Glittercheese54.
Do you follow me?
I do follow you.
All right.
I see yours.
Okay.
You pop up.
All right. I've been trying.
Yeah, you've been getting better, too. You have some fun ones. So go follow Lisa on Snap. Glittercheese54.
Yeah.
You had to go 54?
Yeah.
Who took it?
Oh, I should follow them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll follow them.
Because also, they had to have stolen that from you. Who else is Glitter Cheese?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be so crazy if someone was like making fun of me and like
they're doing a fake you.
I had no idea.
I'm JTrain56. I love when you guys send me snaps of you listening to the podcast. So send them to Lisa too, that you're listening to this podcast, GlitterCheese54, and get on board with what she's doing there.
Synergy. You're good at it.
I know what I'm doing here. So let's get to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. The perfect threesome.
Yeah.
You've had a threesome. I know this about you.
I had a foursome.
Foursome?
Yeah.
I thought it was a threesome.
No.
What happened?
There was three other people.
Okay. I know how foursome works.
But I was the fourth.
You were the drummer? What the fuck? How did that happen?
I was on stage, and this dude was so hot. And from the stage, I'm like, you're so hot. And then he had two friends with him, and then we all went to this bar, and then they were like, we're all going to go have sex at the hotel.
They just said it.
Yeah. Well, after a while, we had like a drink, and they're like, listen.
So what was
Molly,
the breakup?
We have Coke. Come to the hotel. Let's get fucked up and yeah. have sex. And I was like, yeah.
At that point, I'd be like, did you guys just arrive from heaven?
Like, no,
where
it was
did you
the
come
best.
From?
It was the best.
What
I
was the breakup of the
one.
Sexes?
It was two dudes and two girls.
And when you do this, so you go to the bar, they're like,
you're like
drinking.
I waited for them after the show, and they're like, so what's going on? And I was like, I'm going to go to Lily's.
Mm.
So we met up at Lily's.
So you guys go to Lily's.
Yeah.
The Molly gets popped out.
No, they were already on Molly, but my Molly was, like, we did Molly at the hotel room.
Gotcha.
But we started making out, like, in the cab.
Okay. So then you start making out in the cab. How do you choose? Like, is there one established couple and then a third wheel? Or is it, how does
no,
it?
No, because there's four of us. That's why it's funner. It's more fun to do mushrooms and have sex with even numbers.
Oh, really? Why?
Because then everyone's getting some. Or if you take a break, three people, or you can watch, or it's two and two, like or four, like you could do whatever.
I like the thought of like two people hooking up and then two other people being like the Muppets in the overhead, looking in, being like judging and just watching.
Yeah, that happened a lot. We would watch each other too.
Really? And yeah. Like, oh, look what she did here.
No.
Turn into Madden. You're like, oh, I liked what he did.
No, clearly these are not those kinds. People.
No, it's not. This guy writes, I'm in a dilemma, my man, and I know you can help based on what I've heard. So I finished up freshman year of college, somehow managed to get myself in a long distance relationship for the summer. She's a great girl. On a good day, she's an 8, 9, 10. On a bad day, she's a 7, 8, 10. What is it? I don't even understand why that's even necessary information, but thank you.
Yeah.
Needless to say, she's awesome. I'm having a great time. Sadly, not too long after leaving for the summer, she got in an accident. Had to be in the hospital for about a month. She's good now, but still going through.
Is that what he's talking about? Like, on a bad day? Like, maybe she's having a bad day after the accident. She's a 7 face as opposed to an 8. What a
I don't know.
I think it's like a makeup, no makeup, morning,
yeah, I
going
think it's
out
more like
situation.
That. So, for the summer, got in an accident, had to be in the hospital for about a month. That's a bad accident. She's good now, but still going through recovery stuff a couple months later. Upon coming out of the hospital, I went to stay with her family for a weekend and got to meet her family and friends and whatnot. This is where the story takes a turn. The first friend I meet is a dime. So he goes to visit his sick
girlfriend. Heard this. Yeah.
And then is like, who's that chick?
Yeah.
While his girlfriend that he says he likes a lot is in the fucking wheelchair.
Yes.
This guy's a peach. Upon coming out of so this is where it takes a turn. The first friend I meet is a dime, straight dime in every sense of the, in other words, my rough estimate for her is a 999. For 2 hours or so that I got to interact with her, she felt to me like the first woman I'd met.
Get to the point, idiot. He's going to be terrible at threesomes. This is how long anything takes. Just tell us.
Not just a girl, but a woman. She was caring, well-spoken, mature, and fun. It's been a month since I visited, and I haven't stopped thinking about the friend. My girlfriend has since sent occasional snaps with a friend in it and has primarily used the dog filter when doing so. Okay, that doesn't matter. Which only makes me explode in a tub of that one special body fluid. Ugh. I'm going to visit again at the end of the month and I'll inevitably see the friend again. I'm not one to cheat, but what are your thoughts on approaching my girlfriend with the idea of a threesome?
No.
My girlfriend has been very open to trying everything I've suggested under the sheets, which leads me to believe she'd be interested in trying it. I don't think so. Yeah, she was interested in doing whatever you two would bring up together, not with a third party.
Or maybe even if it was another, but it just seems way too weird, because then she's just going to know you want to fuck her friend.
Yeah, we've joked about it once or twice before, but it could be the perfect storm, and my only way to get to know her friend better without cheating on my girlfriend. I really appreciate you taking the time to read the email. Keep up the good work. I don't think this is going to happen.
He's also not going to be with this girlfriend for a long time.
No. You don't meet the friend and then be like, oh, that friend is so hot, I got to fuck her.
Yeah.
And also, I mean,
so bring it up, because you clearly don't care that much about the relationship.
Well, you could bring it up and know that it's going to end after you bring it up. Yeah. Or, you know, and you're taking the biggest shot. You're literally looking to hit a bullseye while someone's standing in front of that bullseye waving their arms around. Like, that's how hard of a move this is to pull off.
Okay, got it.
The situation that you were in is the perfect situation.
It's perfect.
You ran into these people. You had a fun night. One thing led to another. I think that's how every threesome situation works out.
Yeah.
They're not planned.
It was like the best.
And it was the best because it was like a gift. Like it came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It wasn't, all these weird sexual stories all start out with a night that you never knew they were going to go down.
Yeah.
Much like, because then what makes it, it's too much to be like, hey, do you want to go with your best friend? And then everyone's thinking about it. Why are
you
doing this?
Well, you know what's trendy now is sex parties. Sex parties are pretty trendy right now.
Really?
Maybe the friends that I have.
is this all the rage?
Not all the rage, but like that's what these people do. So I know two separate people that go to sex parties in Brooklyn.
Really?
Yeah. And
what are they involved?
And I know a friend in Chicago. They're all kind of different, but yeah.
And what do? You just walk in, you're like, I'm here for the sex, and it just works out?
And there's different rooms, and yeah. where you could walk around, but I think people are naked and just like fucking.
Are we just assuming that everyone's healthy now? Like that everyone's taking care of themselves in a way that like these sex parties are able to happen?
I think people use condoms. I mean, we used condoms.
Yeah.
People that are avid sex party goers or have a lot of sex usually wear condoms.
They're usually good about that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think, but the sex party is the only, that is even a planned thing that is unplanned. Like you go to the sex party, I'm assuming by yourself, right?
I think it's better to go with a person.
That you would have sex with?
Yeah.
That's the only... If this guy wants a threesome, it's not going to happen with the girl that she's good friends with doing the dog filter.
Yeah, not now. Why don't you... I feel like he could bring up going to a sex party.
That is the
just
one.
Just checking it out and then seeing what is up.
Yeah. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
We give such good advice.
gmail.com. I agree. Lisa Traeger.
We'd
at
be great
Cheese.
Grandparents.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to talk to my grandkid about going to that first sex party.
but we would do a good
job.
We
would figure it out. I love having Lisa on because she's just game for any email. I'm going in. I don't do this often. Going right into the mailbox. Haven't read these.
Okay, great. I can't wait.
College move and power moves. Do we want to read this?
Oh, can I say, after the cellar one night, I went to Ben's Pizza.
Yes.
And there were two people that were at the show, and they love your podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we chatted for a second.
That's
they liked
great.
Me, too. But, yes, if they're listening,
a lot of people
I've
have been coming
you.
Out. Yeah, that's very cool. It's been it's cool when the podcast listeners come out because they don't know what to expect, I think, because they know this show.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different thing.
It
you
is
know,
definitely different.
And I like when they come to the cellar because I'm like, oh, it's a special
same
thing.
Level of douche, but different
same
vehicles.
Douche, different vehicle. Do we want to read college move and power moves?
I love power moves.
Okay.
My favorite power move now is ordering pancakes for the table.
Love pancakes for the table.
That's
pancakes,
a power move.
my buddy Thunder Dan, it's the best power move when you just look at the waiter and you do one finger in the air and you spin it in a circle. You go, pancakes for the table. And you just spin in the air. Like
I
you're...
say fully table. I don't say tabe. But I like where Power Dan is coming from.
Dear Gist Train, instead of sucking your nuts, I've sent along a feather at the bottom of this email. Sick podcast, though. I put a lot of my boys onto it. Everyone is an avid listener now. Now to the email. I'm going to be moving into my dorm this fall, where I'll be doing lots of dirt. what does that even mean? As it happens,
he's a horticulture major.
Yeah, just getting into the dirt, real dirt. As it happens, I'll be moving in 5 days earlier than the other bros and hoes coming into Poon City. I've already thought of a few power moves, such as claiming the better side of the room, moving some of the shit around, and of course, hitting the bars at night, fake ID, plus they are 18 and up. Oh, this is a high school email.
Emails.
Assuming some upperclass men are already on campus, wondering if you or most likely funny guests had any ideas of what to do with a 5 day head start. Really hope this makes on the podcast. Feel free to shorten. If not, just reply. What do you think?
He's an idiot.
I agree.
This is a full blown idiot. Sorry, dude.
This is
thinking about this.
This is a backfire maneuver.
It doesn't make any sense. Why is he, first of all, going early to sit alone?
This is a backfire move, and I've seen it once, seen it 1,000 times. When you go to college, and there's always the guy that's going to get their freshman year, and he thinks he gets it before he gets it. And that guy's a dick. Mm-hmm. Everyone hates that guy. The one that's going to tell you how it's going down, how he's going to take the bed 5 days early. You got to play the same shitty game as everyone else. Nobody wants to watch some guy hustling his way, trying to cut corners at every stop to show how great of a dude he is.
Yeah, it's also not that impressive that you're going to know some of the bars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
am fine with get the better bed.
Yeah.
But don't start rearranging furniture without people.
I would, if you're going to get there early, what I would do is I would take things that aren't noticeable. Like, I wouldn't take the better bed. Like, the better bed is the move everyone's like, he fucking took the better bed. You know, like, that's like the famously thing. Like, I would just make sure that, like, okay, I got the better closet.
Okay.
Like, I go low profile on what the shit I'm going to get into. But this happens every year. There's always the kid. Like, we weren't allowed to have cars at Penn State my freshman year. And then there was a kid that was like, I'm going to get a car and move it off campus. I'll be the car guy. And then everyone just used him for his fucking car. No one cared about him. Mm-hmm. That's what it became his whole personality, because he didn't give himself to the shitstorm of going through fucking a new thing that everyone else was doing. Everyone's going to feel uncomfortable. Everyone's leaving their families. Everyone's trying to fucking make it and make new friends. Don't act like you're above what everyone else is going through.
Great advice.
Because that's what he's doing. He's saying, oh, I got my fake. I'm going to be good to go. I'll be the fucking dick thrower of this campus. Maybe not, buddy.
Yeah, but also, why do you want to be a fucking high school movie villain? You know?
Like, well, that's what he's setting himself up to be.
That's the goal.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
College was so crazy. I just can't believe, thinking about my life, I just can't believe these things happened.
I can't believe we lived in that unreality and considered it reality. You know, like, you're living in a campus.
Yeah.
With a bunch of fucking people your age that all want to fucking have fun and go to class.
Yeah.
And you think you get shit. But, you know, it's like, it's an unreality.
Well, and it also, it takes a lot of work to try to avoid being uncomfortable momentarily. It's like, just fucking be uncomfortable a little bit and just let it play out.
Just fucking deal with the same shit everyone else is dealing with.
Be yourself.
Old hookup, new neighbor.
Great.
I'm going to need your full attention on this one. This is a long one, so I understand if it won't work for the pod. Just fucking say it. This story starts on 2 Valentine's days ago.
Okay, get out of here. New email.
This, it sounds like
Tell him, whoever this is, Valentine's Day, learn how to write a more concise email and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, this is...
Learn a lesson.
I'm certain someone told her I fucked her best friend. That's how it ends. I read ahead. It's too long.
Yeah. Well, this is his lesson. Now he knows, and now he'll write a new email. All right, next email.
Next email. I love when Lisa comes on.
How do you feel about Taylor Swift?
So we talked about it in the last episode a little bit. No, but okay. I'll talk about it again. I think she's being outed. Taylor Swift is following the internet. She's listening to the commenters too much. So what happened was Kanye fucking wanted to do the line of the song. Mm-hmm. Asked her. She was like, yeah, this is cool. I'm in your song. That night, the song gets released. Her commenters were like, it's misogyny. She was like, I can't be pro-misogyny. So she just went ahead and she was like, I didn't say I could do that at all, not knowing she was taped. She was like, I'm going to get ahead of this. Because if she had come to the internet and been like, yeah, listen, it's a funny line. I'm happy to be in it. They'd be like, you're pro-misogyny? She would just get yelled down. So she had to live up to the shit that she's fucking built, this fake fucking profile that she's built up in the past, because all her fans think that she's some sort of above it all person that gets it. To me, Taylor Swift is the hot chick in high school who goes and sits with the losers in the cafeteria. She doesn't like the losers, but she wants everyone to think that she's friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. You know that person?
Yeah.
So that's my opinion.
Yeah, she's definitely Regina George, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she did fuck with Katy Perry, and, she does do weird...
Look what she's doing with Calvin Harris right now.
What is she doing?
Calvin Harris, she helped ghostwrite his song.
Yeah.
Then he puts it out. She dumps him for Tom Hiddleston. Yeah. I know way too much about this shit. Dumps him for Tom Hiddleston. Then he puts out this super successful song with Rihanna, and she puts out there that she wrote the song. And he was like, yeah, you ghostwrite it. You signed up to ghostwrite it. These are your lyrics, but I produced it. I put the music together. I don't know why you're even coming out with this now.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit because she wants everyone to think that she's fucking got nothing wrong with her. She's not honest at all.
No, she's not. The fake victim thing, it's like, no, you were the mean girl.
Yes.
You are not a victim. You're not for bullying. You bully people.
And here's the thing.
She's the queen bee. All those models, I don't think those are real friendships. Everyone's just kissing her ass.
And also, you should not be able to tell me about heartbreak and love if you're under the age of 30. I need you. I can't have her tell me about, because everyone thinks that every guy's an asshole that ever dumped them. And all her songs about the exes and stuff, everyone took her side. Yeah, everyone gets dumped. Everyone feels like shit. This guy wasn't a dick. He's just not the dick for you.
Yeah.
So you're going to throw him under the bus and make a song? And I don't mind you making a song about him because the songs are catchy. They're fun. Yeah. But don't act like they are horrible people. They're just people that didn't work out with.
No, she's the worst, but yeah. I did go to her concert and I can't get enough.
Oh, she's fantastic. She's a great artist. I mean, she's fun to watch. There's nothing wrong with her.
But I'm glad she's getting called out for being this fake person. So what's her response to the video clips?
I don't know. I haven't heard that yet. Has she responded?
I don't know.
I mean, the videos, someone told me that Kanye tapes every one of his, which if that's the case, I guess the videos do seem like they were like, let's get Taylor. Like they are like a setup. So it's interesting to watch.
Well, yeah, because they didn't trust her. They knew she was going to, you know.
Here's the thing. You, in the age of the internet, you cannot be a fucking liar. You just can't.
Yeah.
You're going to get outed. There's too much out there. You can't. You have to just be forthright and say how you feel at every moment. And if you have, if you don't want to say how you feel, don't say anything at all. And because the internet will come to get you.
Yeah.
Let's do when should I start to worry?
Okay.
Hey, Papa JT. Before I get to my question, I'll feather your nuts a little bit. Love listening to the podcast.
Why is everyone feathering your nuts constantly?
Love a good nut feathering. Gets me through my shitty summer job or part.
Wait, I have a question. Can you just avoid touching balls?
No.
You have to touch them.
Did I just touch my balls? Did you know?
No, I'm saying during sex, like during blowjobs.
I love when a girl touches my balls during blowjobs. Why? What made you think of that? Oh, the feather nuts. No, I literally just pulled my nuts off of my leg just now when you said that. And I was like, I thought you were being like, can you just stop?
Comedic timing.
I know, because I literally peeled it. And I thought you were referencing that I touch my balls a lot, which I do think I do. But I can't stop that.
I'm not telling you to.
During blowjob, girls got to touch my nuts. I need it so bad.
It's just so embarrassing and stupid.
Why?
I just hate touching balls, I feel like.
Balls are the most fun part of anybody. They're ridiculous. So. They're so ridiculous. They're flopping around. They can be stretched out like Play-Doh. Yeah. You could do a lot with balls. Like when I hook up with a girl who's aggressive with balls, I'm like, I respect that. Like I like what she's doing.
Yeah.
She took a chance.
Yeah, I would avoid it.
You avoid it?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You can tell when a girl's avoiding balls. Like, if I was getting a blowjob and a girl was actively not touching me, I'd be like, just fucking touch the balls.
Oh, I'll touch them to make it seem like I'm touching them more, but like, I'll avoid it.
You're letting them know you're aware of balls, you're aware that you like doing it, you're going to tug, but you're only going to do one tug just to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I get that. And I'm appreciative of that. Like, if a girl just gave me one, and I'd be like, okay, at least you got it in. I got my thing that's a little bit weird. I got my weird ball tug thing off, but at least she's trying.
Yeah.
A suck on the balls. You ever suck on balls?
I'm sure, but
Didn't seem enthusiastic about it. You literally gasped with annoyance at the thought of sucking on balls. If a girl had balls, I'd be sucking on them.
Yeah.
I'm biting ass. I mean, I'm all over the map. This guy writes in, he's from Chicago.
Great.
Now on to my question. I've been dating this girl, 889, for close to a year. She's the first girl that I've gone to Pound Town without wrapping it up. Good for you, buddy. No condom? This guy's living a different life. Yes, that's right. I'm going in raw. Now she's on the pill, but she has to take some meds that make it less effective. Ooh, I don't like that one. Don't like where this is heading. We've had a one scare, but we freaked out way too early as like the day after she missed her red leak. My question is, when is the right time to start to freak out and follow up? When is the right time to go out and buy a test? Oy. Even, what do you think? You know about this better than I would. When do you freak out about not getting a period?
I'm constantly freaking out.
This is my scary, this is what scares me the most. This is my biggest fear. And I once dated a girl a couple years ago. We were hooking up, and she wasn't on the pill, but we were using condoms. Uh-huh. And then right around that time of the month, she got like really sick. And I go, and in my mind, if a girls go to doctors more than I've ever even imagined people could go to doctors. I go to the doctor once a year. I get tested. It's over. Uh-huh. And I get my checkup. Girls have like six different doctors. They're always checking in. They're always doing shit. And I'm always like, every time a girl I date is like, yeah, I went to the doctor. I'm like, she's pregnant. It's over. I have AIDS.
Even if it's like the endocrinologist.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what an endocrinologist is.
Well, I have a thyroid problem.
So. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, any girls have sicknesses and like, and then they'll
dermatologist.
Like, and girls have this thing where they'll tell you how they feel at every moment. Yeah, I've been nauseous all day. I'm like, okay, what does that mean? Like, I'm always freaking out. Yeah. And this one girl, it was right around the time of the month I knew it was coming. And she's like, I've been just sick all day. I've been throwing up. And I was like, I was like, I'm so sorry. And then like I got to a moment where like I got quiet and I go, do you think we have an issue? Like asking about pregnancy shit. And she got so angry that I would like freak out and be like, you can't handle that? Like her idea was like that I would like, she was mad that I would freak out. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
And I was like,
why wouldn't she be freaking out? That's more worrisome to me.
Agreed. I mean, this is why it didn't work out. Like now looking back, I'm like, this is one issue of many other issues that we didn't work out. But what I think I'd like to say to the girls listening is know that we are dumb idiots as guys. I know nothing about the female body. I know nothing. And whenever a girl says she feels a little queasy, I'm like, okay, let's get that college fund ready. We got a baby coming. And that's insane, but that's how we all think. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, so wear condoms more often.
Well, that's my advice to this guy. I'm going back to condoms if I'm him. I would stop pumping my fist about going in the raw and start just fucking throwing on those shimmy tags.
Or, I mean, not trusting pulling out?
I'm not a good puller. I'm bad at it.
Oh.
I pull out with a condom on sometimes. That's how fucked up I am. I'm serious. I've pulled out with condom. And been like, I just want peace of mind. I want to wake up Sunday hungover and not have to think of this going the wrong way.
I mean, no one's mad about it.
Listen, I'm just saying. I'm extra careful.
Yeah.
For this guy, what you do is you have open, ominous conversations with her. Just be like, hey, listen, should we start taking a test, whatever, and say it. She might get mad, though. I mean, I had the girl get mad.
But who... I mean, you know what? I mean, I think she knows when she's going to go take a pregnancy test.
Yeah. I mean, she should know her body better than anyone.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Mixed Signals, fucking open this. I need answers.
All right. I bet it's going to be stupid, but...
Sup, jabroni? I need your advice.
Wow, how I knew.
I'm a rising
genius. Yesterday on stage, I was like, your body language is weird. What number date is it? And it was the first date. You could just, like,
did everyone applause it?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I'm like a hero.
You called out the first date vibe. Yeah. What shows as a first date? What about them?
He was just so nervous, and she was like kind of away from him. Like,
let me give this advice to the podcast listeners at home. Don't take a first date to a fucking comedy show. What a mistake.
And sit in the front row.
Yeah, well, it always works out that you're in the front row. It just works out that way. But you shouldn't do that. Like, that's like going to a movie on a first date. How do you get to know the person? How do you know that they're going to even like what they, you know, what kind of you're just seeing every turn every joke premise is a chance for you to see how much fucking sex she's had. Because there's going to be a joke where somebody's like, titty fuck. And the girl will be like, oh. And like, it's uncomfortable. I'm a rising junior going to a state school in New York. I'll cut to the chase. There's this girl. I've had a crush on her since early freshman year, but we didn't meet until spring semester of sophomore year when we finally matched on Tinder. That means he's been masturbating to her Facebook profile for a long fucking time. Fortunately, we had a lot of things in common, so I had plenty of things to talk to her about. We lived on the same floor. We shared the same major. Take about two-thirds of the classes together every semester. Both are anchors for our school's news station. And last but not least, we both went Greek. She's an 888 to the normal guy, but she's Jewish, so plus one for the first two and give her a 9. Give her a 998. No, I'm not Jewish, but I have a huge thing for Jewish chicks, so fucking deal with it. I always get weirded out when people have things for Jewish chicks or guys. Do you ever feel that way?
No, I feel like we need everything we can get.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, Asian fetishes are the most creepy of the fetishes, for sure.
Yeah, and it's a lot of Jewish men with Asian fetishes. And I think it's basically saying how much they hate their mom.
Yeah, they want to be dominant, but they're too much of pussies, so they have to find silent Asian women.
Could not agree more. Yeah. And it's weird. It's the only fetish that you wear out in public, too.
Yeah, it's like a fucked up thing with the Jew. I mean, anyone that just wants some submissive woman who doesn't speak the language, it's weird.
Oh, yeah. And
that's one
it.
Of the couples on 112 marriages. It's like this Korean.
So you wanted to talk about this movie. It's called 112.
I mean, I just can't believe you didn't watch it. To be
I couldn't
fully
find
honest,
it. It's not on HBO.
It's in the documentaries.
No, I went to it. 112 marriages. I went to the documentaries. It wasn't.
Weddings.
112, yeah.
Weddings.
Weddings. And they're going back and looking at these people who've been
yeah,
there.
But the number, because with HBO, it's like it starts with A and it ends with the numbers. It doesn't start with the numbers.
I looked pretty hard, but I'll go back and look. We'll talk about it. When we first matched and started to get a feel for each other, I tried to chill with her a few times. Things seemed to be going out nowhere. That was until I gave up, and one night, to my surprise, she hits me up saying we should hang out. Of course, I took her up on the offer, and we ended up fucking. I figured as a result, I was back in the game. We would continue to hang and fuck throughout the semester. When I approached her about possibly getting serious, she said, I'm a great guy, but it's best for us to just be friends for the time being. Fair enough. I was disappointed, but not butthurt, so I backed off, only for her to eat my face at our next mixer together the week after then fuck me the following night. This left me confused because whenever I try to put the work in with her or even just be friendly and initiate conversation, she seems really into it seems really into it. The tough part is when she doesn't seem to be into it and I decide to back off because things are heading nowhere, she likes to reel me back in with cute good morning texts along with late night texts as we go back to being whatever this friends with benefit thing is. As I said earlier, we're in the same major, so we're going to continue to take class together, interacting with each other on a daily basis throughout the rest of our college lives, so I don't want things to be awkward. Yes, I would still like to try for a relationship with her, but I already approached her with the topic last semester, so I don't want to beat a dead horse. If a relationship is out of the picture, that's fine. With me, however, I would still like to continue giving her this great dick. It can't be great. Do you think I should continue riding this wave where I'm really not sure what the fuck is going on because she's sending mixed signals, or should I demand some sort of clarity? I don't want to overstep my boundaries. What do you think?
I think just be happy being friends with benefits. You get to be friends with someone, hang out, you're hanging out, you're working together, and then you have sex.
Yeah.
Just be okay with that boundary.
And also,
she doesn't want to date you.
He's trying to protect himself from getting his heart broken.
Yeah.
And I get that because he wants that clarity. Every time he asks for clarity on what they are, she dries up.
Yeah.
Her vagina literally can't get wet to that conversation.
Yeah.
Because you sound like a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
What are we? I want to know. Because all she's hearing when you're asking what you are is, I don't want to get hurt. That's all she's hearing. And it's not an attractive thing from a guy.
Yeah.
That's not hot at all. She wants the fun and the unexclusivity because really what you're doing, who else is she hooking up with? If she's texting you in the morning and she's meeting up with you late at night, she's with you. She can't be in two places at once. Mm-hmm. So own those periods of times and go out and have your own fucking fun. That'll bring her more to you.
Yeah.
And when you do get together, have the best time. That's the thing. With this friends with benefits shit, it's all... Friends with benefits is basically like you're working for a company and you're leaving to go to, you're telling your boss you have a doctor's appointment when you're actually doing interviews. That's what friends with benefits is. Because you're saying, you're fine, I'm gonna keep you here, I'm gonna get mine, but if I find something better, I'm gonna take that new job. And that's what this whole thing's all about. So you have to nail when you are together.
Yeah.
That's the only way to go.
I feel like you'd be a good, what are those called? Self-help gurus that yell at people to get better.
Yeah, like a Tony Robbins type.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got to run over hot coals.
I've done that.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Did it hurt?
I don't remember. It was fine.
So no.
Some good pictures.
got a good amount of likes. That's yeah. No, but
this
I'm saying
before the likes era.
Oh, so it really meant something then. So I just think for this dude, if you're in a friends with benefits situation, you want to know what you are, stop fucking asking that question. Stop.
Yeah.
Because all that question is, it's time spent where you're not having fun. Mm-hmm. You have to, back to the job analogy.
Yeah.
You got to start. Like, you got to start putting ping pong tables in your office. You got to make your office a little bit more fun to hang out at so that they don't want to go to that other job.
Yeah.
Have a good lunch. You know, like, put out a good spread. Yeah. You know, if you're the cool dude that every fucking 2 a.m. you're just nailing it, she's walking away with a smile on her face, she's getting fucked, she's having a good time, she's got a guy touching the small of her back, what more could she want? She's going to be like, I don't really want to go on interviews anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's going to work out. But you don't get to that by being like, can you sign this contract that says you love me? No. How about you fucking do your work? Be the best you can be, and she'll be attracted to it more.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
You really helped him.
JTrain, that's the best advice I think I've ever given on this podcast.
Jeez.
Because friends with benefits is a fucking shitty position if you want more solidification.
Yeah, but this guy, that's the thing. He wants her to say, yes, definitely we're together. But all the signs that she's giving you other than not having that conversation is, yeah, we're kind of dating.
We're kind of doing it anyways. You're doing the thing.
Right.
Fucking enjoy it.
Yeah.
And be the fucking man. Let's do float trip. Long time.
It is so hot.
They turn off the AC so it doesn't make noise. Here's why they turn off the AC. And this is back to the Taylor Swift thing. We'd get one tweet that would be like, shut the AC off, you asshole. And now we have to be hot for that one fucking whiny Jew. Yeah, that's how that
is. I mean, I just personally don't like it in the background. So.
Papa JT, longtime listener, first time emailing in. I absolutely love the podcast. Gets me through my shitty summer job. I have a tricky situation in my hands. Could use some of your sage Jewish advice. I'm currently a junior at a Big 12 school. Every year, my friends from high school and I go on a float trip to catch up and whatnot. One of the girls that I've been friends with for years asked me to stay in her tent. And obviously, I said yes. Stay in my tent.
That's exciting.
That's fun. I love tent sex. I don't want to live in a tent ever, but I want to have tent sex.
Oh, yeah. I want to fuck in a tent, but then go sleep in a log cabin.
Yes.
I'm not staying in the tent.
That's the most Jewish American princess thing. I want to fuck in a tent, but I want to sleep in a log cabin, if you know what I mean. She's an 879 and had always been just friends. Things got a little crazy on the first night of the trip. We took a trip to Pound Town. Once again, on the second night, we hooked up again. We got back from the trip today, and everyone is headed their separate ways. I'll be headed back to my college town about 2 hours from where she lives. I don't want this to end as a one-weekend fling. I really like the girl and would like to see where things could go in the future. I also don't want to make anything awkward and ruin a good friendship. Keep in mind, I visit back home where she lives just about every weekend over the summer. Distance is not too much of an issue. What's the move?
I don't know. I have no idea. Isn't it the same problem? Just fuck the girl in the tent and see what happens. Leave her alone.
Well, they already fucked. They're friends.
Okay.
So now, but he's going to be going, he's 2 hours away, but he comes home over the weekend in the summer.
You're in town, you text, you go, do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Also, like, this is back to the last email. Just fucking do it. Just fucking stop worrying about what's it going to be. Am I going to ruin the friendship? Is it going to be awkward? Yes, 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 and yes. Every friendship's going to get ruined by sex. Everything's going to get awkward. It's all going to happen. But you got to get fucked now. It could be great.
Yeah.
Everybody plays the lottery, thinks about that 1% chance of winning. That's why you play the lottery. Yeah. That's why you go fuck this chick. Because there's a 1% chance that this is the best and greatest thing that you've ever had. Probably not. But you're going to be better off for having lived it. Mm-hmm. So thinking about, like, is it going to be awkward and having all those conversations are just minutes of your life that you are wasting, breaths that you're wasting that you could be coming.
Okay, yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast.
It's like too religious and weird.
About what?
You're like so mega church.
Me?
Yeah, when you get into the zone.
He's really worried about it. These are the problems.
I know.
I'm right.
Of course you're right. Everyone needs to chill out. Except for me. I need energy.
You need a little energy.
I do.
We're going to come right back with some hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back.
Where are we going?
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Lisa, thank you for answering the emails.
I had a great time. I think we helped some people.
I think we helped some people.
Mostly you did.
No, but we did. I think your perspective is necessary here.
Yeah, just like leave these girls alone. Let them get fucked and be friends with you.
Yeah, like do it. Just do it.
Yeah, it's like what it seems like a good thing.
But you know what? I think everyone overthinks it.
Yeah.
We know so little about what
we
want.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a failure at relationships or in life, so...
But we've been through it. We're just looking back and helping these people out, so it's good. Chris, thank you for coming on.
Sure. I put the air conditioning on.
The AC is on. So if you're going to complain about it, At Mansamp on Twitter.
You can at me Glitter and Cheese. I will kill you.
At Glitter Cheese on Twitter.
If you only knew how fucking hot it
gets
is
hot,
in here.
Especially at...
And all these beverages now are Luke fucking warm because it's so goddamn hot. Don't even.
You wonder why Lisa you has get to failed listen, at relationships.
You get to listen to, you know, fun advice, you know.
Yeah. This is free. This is free.
You do have quite an assortment of drinks in front of you, though.
Yeah, I'm hungover, and I'm trying my best, and I needed all the flavors I can get.
You do have every flavor. There is Sunkist.
Diet Sunkist.
Diet Sunkist, club soda, water, and a yellow Gatorade.
Yeah.
All the colors of the hungover rainbow. at Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. Hypothetical, would you rather watch Hillary Clinton have sex with your dad or Donald Trump have sex with your mom?
I have to watch it?
You have to watch. Gotta watch.
I would be fine with them. Honestly, they can each fuck all of them. I'm fine with
them. Yeah, you'd
I would
watch them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Another foursome that you get to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to watch, but I feel like both of them get to should be able to fuck someone.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump having sex has to be amazing to watch, right?
I bet girls are just on top and he just lays there.
I was going to say, he's probably a very, very selfish lover.
A selfish lover. What would you do?
I'd rather watch my dad have to bang Hillary Clinton. He's a very conservative guy. He wouldn't be into it at all.
I can't imagine. I can imagine Trump having sex. I can imagine that happening. Just like laying there, just the way you said it. I can imagine that. I can't imagine Hillary having sex. I can't even think how that happens.
I know. Probably from behind.
Just from behind, like lets it happen.
Like over a sink.
Yeah.
I can see Hillary getting into it.
Lifts
maybe,
up
sometimes.
That lifts up that tunic and just goes go at it.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some numbers, crunching some numbers while
I wonder if they still fuck.
They can't.
Once in a while.
They can't. Most marriages lead to no fucking. Why would we expect that theirs stayed sexual?
I don't know, once a year.
I think Trump's still fucking. You gotta be still fucking if you're that confident.
Yeah, I'm taking my shoes off.
Go for it. Let's do one more.
this air conditioning feels so good.
I'm just really happy.
Wait, you didn't answer the question.
I would Hillary, just so I could see it. Just so I could see what the fuck she's doing. Let's do one more hypothetical. And then we'll go to some. I want to do some Bumble Tinder makeovers with you because I think you're going to enjoy
it.
So let's do it. Tinder profile advice. Oh, this is actually from a girl. Quick question. What's a girl got to write on her Tinder bio to let the guys know that she's DTF? No strings attached. Just looking for names to add to her 2 a.m. roller deck for late night calls. Just
write DTF.
Yeah, just write or text me. What she look without having to come off looking too desperate. I just ain't got time for lots of dates, and I'm not looking for the long run right now. Appreciate your help. What would you say as a girl? What
I
would
think
you write?
Just DTF.
DTF.
Yeah, if you want to not be so vulgar, I guess you can write just want to make out.
Just want here.
No, don't write that at all. Yeah, I think you can totally write DTF.
I would write. Here's what I would write.
Okay, go. I don't do online dating.
You don't do it, but I do.
Yeah.
And DTMOASWH. That's what you should write.
Yeah, but they're
down to make out and see what happens. So you put that, and then in parentheses, you DTMOASWH, and then you put that in parentheses, down to make out and see what happens.
I think just spell it out. I feel like an extra long acronym is ridiculous.
So do down to make out and see what happens. Here's what she should do, okay?
That's perfect.
If you're a girl that's just looking to fuck, every guy's looking to fuck, okay? Yeah. So here's the dream scenario for me. Is a girl messaged me on Bumble or Tinder, hey, what are you up to tonight? And I would write back, oh, I'm doing this. Hey, I'm doing, and then you write back, I'm doing this, you should come meet up. Just make it easy. And if they can play that game where it's like quick and easy, they're probably a cool person. And make it with a bunch of friends so you have some safety net. So if they fucking are weird, you can get out with your friends. But just do that. And be up to make things happen right away. It's quickness she needs. It's the, hey, I'm down to do it right now or never. And then you can vet out guys. That's how I would do it.
Yeah. And I like the make out and see what happens.
Yeah, down to make out and see what happens. Don't make it sexual. It's a make out.
Yeah.
Here's a Bumble profile makeover. Ready? So this guy, let's hear it. So he has 6 pictures. Okay.
How am I going to look at them?
I'm going to explain them to you, then I'll show them to you.
I think you should just show them to me.
Here's his first picture.
Oh, because you have to explain to the...
Because I have to explain to the listener.
Well, I want to do it at the same time as you.
So come over here. Bring over your chair.
All right.
Can we do that?
Yeah, whatever. I mean...
No, just put it so it's facing that way.
Let's do this. And we'll explain it to Manson.
Yeah.
Okay. This is...
That's fine, yeah.
Okay, cool. So here's his first picture.
Junerd.
Junerd. Guy's a Junerd, button down, svelte.
Yeah, I mean, this should not be the top. Let's see the other ones.
Now we know he's a Junerd. He's doing the horror, but we don't even know where he is. We don't know if he's a...
Bad.
Bad picture.
That could be the last picture.
He's holding a fish, which we've realized is a huge thing on Bumble.
Yeah, all what right. is going on with the fish? Every I guy, saw something the other day where girls are now taking pictures where they're covering their nips with fish. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
If I'm
going
to give a message to every guy with a Bumble profile or Tinder profile, get rid of the fish pictures. You're the joke now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've gotten sent so many Bumble profiles with them holding a fish.
I didn't know that was a thing, but this guy is obviously wearing Tevas nerd.
Yeah,
nature.
Get rid of this picture. Tevas are bad.
This is now, good.
This is a good picture of
this
him.
This is a good picture.
He's at a Red Sox game. He's with his parents.
Good picture.
He looks good. Now he's on a mountain and he looks like he's become a black person. Why is he?
Honestly, nothing is more of a turnoff to me than nature, but yeah. Maybe he's looking for a nature girl.
A nature girl.
So
this,
fine.
This, so if I'm saying to him right now, you've taken away the nature people. You've put yourself into a phylum with a hiking picture.
Yeah.
So you're...
The hiking
girls.
And the fish, that's
and the Tevas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's holding his dog, but very awkwardly.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a big, it's a
this
dog
like
that's too
chill.
Big to be held in a non-chill way. It looks like he came over to your house and was like, oh, I'm going to pick up your dog. And you're like, put the fucking dog down.
Oh right. My God, I have an OkCupid. I wonder if you should rate my OkCupid. You should
I would
tell
love
me
to.
What I do wrong in my OkCupid.
So those are the pictures. What would be the advice for him? I make the Red Sox picture with his parents number one.
No, he needs another one where it's just him alone looking better than he just is. Like,
remove,
that looks like he's at a business party.
Yeah, take away this one. A more casual...
main photo.
Main photo. Take away the fish,
nature.
Teva.
Unless you want a nerd.
No, but the nature one is just the hiking one. At least you look somewhat okay.
Yeah.
Do one nature one. Don't make yourself nature guy. Be guy who does some nature shit.
Yeah.
You know, like that, two nature pics, I'm like, oh, I'm fucking in for tent sex and no log cabin.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then his bio is, I've got a decent sized Pokedex.
No.
Oh, dude.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Get rid of that. Any mention of Pokemon in your dating profile, just get off the app. We don't need you then. go fucking masturbate the rest of you. I said on the last episode, just hearing adults say Pokemon makes me feel so uncomfortable.
The thing is, Mateo has always loved Pokemon, so
fine.
I'm happy for him. But yeah, this new, I don't know.
It's a lot. If I'm him, you make your bio should be, I like the Red Sox and hiking. Don't worry, I don't wear Tevas.
Yes.
That should be your bio.
Clearly a Jew.
And then get rid... That should be the bio. Clearly a Jew. Let's do one more. Ready?
Yeah.
Makeover. Okay. Here's this dude.
Do you respond to people?
Yeah. I get a lot of them over Snapchat. And that's... it's actually work. His bio is looking for my future ex-wife. Right off the bat, I'll tell you, get the fuck rid of that one. That joke's been done 100 times, and it's not even funny, and it makes you sound like a very specific type of douchebag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not getting fucked from that.
I mean, I kind of liked it, but...
you liked it?
I kind of did, like, at first. I did like it.
But my explanation made you hate it, or no?
No, but it is a particular douchebag, and it's more embarrassing for me that I would fuck that douchebag than for him for being a douche.
Now he's in a picture. What would you describe this? It looks like he's in a dog fighting cage.
I like it.
He's
like
with
the
his
colors.
Dog.
A dog fighting cage?
No, it's just a cage. It's a fence. It's a fence. He's, like, in a Mexican-styled patio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something about it, but Lisa brings up a good point. It is colorful, though.
Yeah, I like it.
The colors are good.
Yeah.
And he looks good. Next picture, he has a 40 in a bag.
Maybe the third or fourth photo, not a second photo. That's a true douche lord.
This third picture, the one Lisa's talking about now.
Wigger. These are wiggers in Hawaiian print shirts.
They're in Hawaiian shirts that are fully unbuttoned. You're getting a glimpse of his chest tattoo, and his tongue is sticking out, and he's doing the shocker. That is literally the flag for douche.
That is, yeah, the especially with the 40 one, because the 40 one could be like, oh, what a fun guy, he drinks 40s, and now it's like,
he's this double is a full-blown
psychopath. He spray painted swastikas on Jewish people's gravestones. Yeah. He played lacrosse, he did cocaine, and we do not like him.
He's double down on it. Yeah. So he's got to get rid of one of, you can go one douche pick, people, but two, it's too much. Now there's another picture of him taking a selfie with a friend. And he's making a kissy face. Now he's triple downed on douchedom.
Him with a male friend. He's taking this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Now there's his last picture or second to last picture is him with a group of dudes, and he's made it black and white. The black and white picture just looks like you knew you took a good picture and you wanted to make it look even better. I take it out.
All right.
Now this picture, I don't even know which one he is anymore. A lot of tongue out. What do you think of seeing a guy with a tongue out in his dating profile?
I don't know. It means you're drunk. I mean, he's 22. I don't even know how to like look at this in any sort of way but pure disgust and hatred. Because I know he's not good at sex. He's such a douchebag. Yeah. And he's just like, I hope no one goes to his profile. I don't want to give him any advice.
Well, here's the thing. His first picture
is great.
Is great.
I thought he was like going to – I thought the next one was going to be him eating a burrito maybe – him at a bit, like, yeah. I did not anticipate the douchebaggery that came after this one.
Well, I think what a lot of guys think is like, especially with what this guy thinks is like, look at how much I party, look how funny I am.
Right.
And it's like, no, it doesn't, to a girl.
Yeah.
You're sitting here saying, no, I just think you look like an ass. It looks like I'm going to have to like be embarrassed about you at parties. You're going to yell too loud when you get drunk.
Right. It's like, can you find 5 moments in your life where you let that go?
Yeah.
For just 5 pictures.
That's it also shows no humility.
Right.
Like you're saying that like, I take myself so seriously. I party the hardest. And it's like, oh, no one wants to be around that. So
I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'm doing something wrong. Lisa,
this has been the best episode. Lisa has really captured the essence of giving advice and with total hatred.
Well, can I just say also, yeah. It's 6 p.m. It's not like we did this earlier in the day.
No.
And I'm not making, I love that you're here. You were great on it, but it's like, it's been a struggle for you today, I feel like.
Bad hangover.
Yeah, it was a bad hangover. I should have planned. I was going to buy a laptop today. You know?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about
but
that.
But we'll get a phone. We'll go to Sephora. We're maybe an Ann Taylor Loft.
Let's do that.
I have 3 shows tonight.
You got a long night.
You know
I got a lot.
Mean?
I got to live tweet The Bachelorette.
That's the thing. Like, as a child, I was always ingrained, like, wake up early. You're wasting the day.
Yes.
And then now I have all these guilt issues, but finally I'm like, fuck it. I do shows until 2 in the morning.
No, your day is different. I have the same feeling. Sometimes I'll wake up at like 10 and I'll be like, how did I just do that? But I'll be like, oh, you went to bed at fucking 3. You know, like you were out.
It was 10 late. Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, I'll have that moment where I'm like, oh my God, how did I fucking.
And it's like yeah, I like to stay out late.
Yeah, don't let. Yeah, if you're fitting 7 or 8 hours of sleep somewhere in the day, that's fine. Just do your day when you can.
I'm trying to look for a female Tinder profile one.
I think you should do my OkCupid.
Let's do it. Bring it out.
Well, give me your laptop. I'll type.
Okay.
I don't have it on my phone. I don't.
Was
do it
OkCupid.com?
I think so. Yeah, I haven't been on it in a long time. Okay, welcome, OkCupid.
Let's do it. All right, here we go.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Go to your profile.
All right, just set it up. You know, set it up.
Okay, so as this will be a special one.
We're so gonna, nervous.
We're gonna rate. We're gonna review Lisa's OkCupid profile. So this is your real OkCupid profile.
Yeah.
And we're gonna go through it.
Yeah. First photo is the best I've ever looked in my life.
It's a great picture.
It's the best picture.
Okay, so her opening picture, but it's very headshotty.
Maybe. You can
I'm
tell
telling
it's
you, it's very headshotty. So Lisa has 7 photos up here.
Oh, my Instagram's in it. Weird.
Oh, your Instagram?
I didn't do it on purpose.
So we always go photos first. Well, there's
yeah,
OkCupid.
Yeah. Of course.
This is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So great first picture. You're
okay.
It's not, but it's very much, this is, This is a professional picture.
Okay, yeah.
This is my, when I look at this, I'm like, that's her favorite picture.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Then we go down. Another good picture. You with friends. So I like that you're not looking at the, you're looking at the wrong camera.
Yeah.
Now that's, another very headshotty.
Okay, I'll take that one down.
Okay, now another picture where you're on set of something.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You with a dog.
And rollerblades.
You on stage
this
with...
This is karaoke.
Okay, but you are on stage with something.
A drag queen.
A drag queen.
Ham sandwich.
And now...
That's old.
What is that in your mouth?
A pancake. A corn jack. I don't know. A southern thing.
If I'm you...
You take...
I take away one headshot picture, that one, this okay. headshot picture.
We'll take that off.
Here's what I see. What
take
I see,
it off now.
Oh, I can do that?
Yeah.
With this pen?
I don't know.
Cancel.
Yeah, you don't have to
okay, do that. So I would take away one... Here's what I see.
I'll
when
take
I,
that one off, too.
When I, no, this is a good one. I think this is... I think the headshot picture, to me, when I see that from a girl, I'm like... Oh, we're going to have a lot of shit going on. A lot of drama, a lot of everything. I'm going to have to hear about every hill and valley in this person's life. This is what I'm just saying
yeah,
what
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
And then I see the on stage picture. I'm like, "Oh, and then she's going to sing." I got to go to a lot of shows.
I'm not even good at karaoke.
But I'm saying they don't know it's karaoke. They see is headshot and on stage.
Right.
And you're signing up for extracurriculars. Right off the bat.
Can I say this? I'm engaged. Sure. I'm not on the dating stuff. But if I was looking at a profile, I like to see a picture of a girl where she's not looking at the camera. Like, it's a very candid picture.
Yeah.
Where somebody's like, you know what? This is a good moment for her. Let's take a picture.
Well, that's why I like the one with the tortilla, whatever it is. I like the dog one because it's like, that's just a fun dog. And I do like the one with you and the friends because it was like, here's an off... I have friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have chicks I can hang out with. I'm not going to be on your fucking...
What is it like? What about a picture with a kid?
I don't like the picture with a kid because inevitably you have to explain who that kid is.
Yeah.
I think it just takes us off the rails of like a fun, flirty talk. If a kid got brought up on a first date, I'd be like, all right, why are we talking about this fucking kid so much? You
yeah.
know? So I don't like the kid pictures. Let's see her... About. Now I'm going to the about.
I'm so embarrassed.
Here we go. And this is Lisa's self-summary.
Now I'm looking at trying to find photos.
I like fun things like drinks, jokes, chats, lounging, puppies, patios, dresses, snacks, and treats, playing FMK, dancing if the mood is right, photo booths, games, and looking at screenshots like a computer TV or movie theater. Looking at screens like a computer TV or movie theater.
Yeah.
I liked the fun things direction you took.
Yeah.
That, to me, is fun. I like fun things and then explaining them and then having, like, one random thing. Like, fuck, marry, kill. I'm like, okay, I like...
The messages I get mostly are people asking fuck, marry, kills.
They, like, want to give you an example.
Yeah.
Do you like answering that question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's part of your advice all the time. Have something in the bio that where somebody can message you off the bio.
Give something that someone can do.
Yeah.
You know, and I like... I would take out... I would put in some weirder things that you like. Like, I had a girl message me, and she was like, what do you like to do best in New York? And I had this moment where I think I was hungover, and I just wrote back, I just really like sitting on a bench with an iced coffee and zoning out. And I just wrote that. And I think she wrote back right away, like, I love doing that. And, like, we had an instant thing, because it was just like, it was me letting my guard down. That's something I really do like to do. It's also me, like, not trying to outcool the room. I'm just like, this is kind of like what I like to do. I like to sit and stare at old people.
Yeah.
You know? Right. So I like that. What I'm doing with my life. I do stand up and then lots of hanging out. Now, I don't reveal that I do comedy on dating apps.
Okay.
But it's just me.
Well, men shouldn't.
I think you're correct.
Men definitely shouldn't. Because
it's
every
too
dude,
cocky.
No, it's not even just cocky. It's like, you know you're not. Like, there's just so many dudes with stand-up written, and they're not really stand-ups.
Yeah, you get lumped in with someone that's like, yeah, my friend who did two open mics has a picture of them doing stand-up,
for
too.
For me, it's like, I just need to make sure I'm not, like you're gonna, yeah, I just need someone to know.
Here's what I like about your profile, and I'll say this to all women out there. It's confident and has some, like, it's confident.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, because I like, the first things people usually notice about me, and then you wrote, my cute outfit.
Yeah.
I know I dress cute. That's what you're saying in that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you know that I know I do that well.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing.
I'm embarrassed now because my dress is on backwards.
But it's cute. Yeah. Okay? It's cute. Okay? So listen. I'm really good at, and then you wrote, judging people and guessing things and also making plans. I like the making plans thing. Mm-hmm. Guys want that. Guys want to know that a girl knows what she wants. So I'm really good at making plans.
That's it.
I
think that's just what, making plans.
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and foods. Books, movies, you list them out. See, on these, when it's like
too much.
It's just too much information. I live in a show me, don't tell me world.
See, I like information. That's why I don't like the other one.
But I hear you on the information. But if you just said the types of books you like to read, love nonfiction.
I don't really read a lot.
I don't read. Even if you said that, like that's the one book I have. But even that, saying that there's one book that is your favorite, you're just saying that because you felt like you had to answer it. If you had just written books, I don't really read. Like I would have respected it more than the one book that you read the back cover of. You know, so. You know, movies, I'm like, if I was going to write this about myself, I'd be like, I like time travel movies. Anything with time travel, I'm in. Doesn't matter what it is. Love a time travel movie. Doesn't matter what it is. Shows, and then you're a big Simpsons fan.
Yeah.
I would just, Simpsons. Anything Simpsons.
Okay.
Like that. Like, because it's like you told us all these ones. Like, it's just too much information.
Yeah.
Like, I want one takeaway.
Okay. Right. Simpsons. Can I rewrite Simpsons and Sex in the City?
Yeah. I would even write if Simpsons ever did a Sex in the City episode, it would make my life.
Well, I don't like that they do new seasons. Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Yeah, like if they never did a crossover episode, that would make my life. But like, you know, something about it. So no, I like the profile though. Six things I can never do without. I like that as a Bumble profile. If a girl wrote this, six things I can never do without. And here are your six things. Ready?
Yeah.
This is going to teach everyone about Lisa a lot.
Yeah, but that's why it's good, though.
Number one is cheese. Mm-hmm. Cannot do without cheese.
Yeah.
Two, friends. Not the TV show, actual friends.
Yeah.
Three, giggling. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can't go without giggling. Four, weed. All of them were so sweet. Like cheese, oh, that's funny. She likes cheese. Friends. Giggling. Oh, that's really cute. I gotta get high.
Well, they're all related.
All related. Those things. Number five, my laptop, which is basically like saying I need to masturbate regularly. That's basically. Six, chatting.
All right.
That's good. I like chatting because it says that you've thought about the type of conversations you like to have.
Yeah.
That's how I would look into it.
Cool.
I spent a lot of time thinking about my career and what to wear and eat. I like that. Career makes me feel like we just got too serious.
Yeah.
Like if you just wrote what I like to eat and I'd be like, yeah, I think about that also. Okay. On a typical Friday night, I am, weekends are for losers. Oh, now she's getting sassy.
Yeah, this sounds like you though.
Fuck that's your weekend.
Like you're doing a good job presenting yourself. This does sound like you.
Yeah, I agree.
Most you think that's too cool for school?
No, I like weekends are for losers. Okay. It says a lot.
I don't like hanging out on weekends.
Oh, you like doing shows? I mean, that's a part of the whole gig.
Yeah.
Most private thing I'm willing to admit. You have an extra tailbone?
Yeah, but I was told I should take that off.
What's that even mean?
I just have an extra tailbone.
You have two tailbones?
Yeah.
So if you felt your tailbone area, there'd be two bones?
Yeah, there's one to the side. And there's like a little hole. Like you could put a crayon kind of in it and it'll stick out.
No fucking way.
The crayon will stick out.
Really?
Like that's size.
That's what it should say. I have a hole in my back that you can fit a crayon into.
Not like all the way in, but like it'll stick out. Like it'll hold a crayon.
That's just, yeah, I understand fully.
Okay.
And I like that you're
like
testing.
A cigarette.
Lisa's just mentioning things she's stuck in there now.
And other things she definitely knows fits in there. Yeah.
A cigarette, a Bic pen.
A small Cheeto.
You smile.
But I don't want people to think I have a tail.
That makes me think tail right away. I think I have a hole in my back that you could fit a crayon into. This is funny.
Okay.
You should message me if you'd like to go on a date, then some makeouts or something sexual. Ooh, look at Lisa. If you got to this part, like if you got all the way to the end of this profile and you saw that, I'd be like, There we go.
So I should make the everything shorter. I also would never check this in my life. Well, but
listen, we're helping others out that might have a profile.
So just one show.
You have 112 messages waiting for you.
Yeah, and they're all just like weird ghetto black people.
Can we read one of the messages?
Sure.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. Here's the inbox. Do we want to just...
I don't care. I mean, whatever you want. This Maybe one was, someone that you think I would actually want to look
well,
at.
Well, this one's Rolf. This guy Rolf wrote about... this is opening messages. About once a week, my coworkers put on the cast recording of Cabaret and do a drunken 3 a.m. rendition. What a fucking opener.
I know. That doesn't make me mad.
But it's just like, why?
Yeah. What do we want a response to? I hate when there's not a question.
Hey, where do you perform? I am new on here. Here's a real weird one.
Okay, great.
This is a really weird one, and he has his full name.
Well, don't say his full name.
I'm new on here, so I'm looking to meet new people, a friend and a lover. I just viewed your profile, and I like it. You seem to have quite an interesting personality. That's why I decided to send you a message. I hope you're not another man's woman. I would like to get to know you better. If you're for real, do leave me a text at... gives his number. So we can get acquainted with each other.
Yeah.
That sounds like serial killer.
Yeah, acquainted is not a word that's in my vocabulary.
No. And a friend and a lover?
Yeah.
Too formal.
What a fucking thing to write. Hold on. Here's a good one.
Okay.
First of all, great name. You don't even have to respond. Just wanted to let you know. Why?
That's fun.
Why? That's so creepy. What if someone whispered that to you on a subway? Great name. Don't respond. This is the thing. We don't think of like, people are getting in. It's not all creepy dudes. I want to see a really fucking off the wall one. Here's one. Here. Hey, want to hear a super corny joke? What kind of an opening? So, Lisa, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had fun.
Happy you came on.
I am too.
Always good to have you on. An OKP. Lisa Traeger.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Original key player. All of you go follow Lisa at Glitter Cheese.
I hope it was. I hope I wasn't too negative today.
No, I think you were great. I think this was, listen, every episode takes on the personality of the dynamic of our friendship, of the friendship. And I think this one took it on perfectly.
Yeah.
So go follow Lisa. Glitter
you
Cheese.
You do put up with a lot. I think it's because your mom's kind of nuts.
Yeah, my mom's out there.
You're just like, nothing really phases you.
I have a lot of patience.
That's why you, like me and Sarah Armour could just ruin your life day in and day out in a car.
But you're like you're truly a people person.
I get along with most people.
Yeah.
But, you know, this whole episode was very much a conversation that we would have whenever we would see each other. So that's always nice when it reflects the honesty.
Yeah. Who's your least favorite person that's been on this?
I wouldn't say.
But you'll tell me later.
I'll tell you later.
Okay, great.
I'll give you some
Let's
some
end
heads
this
up.
Motherfucking shit then.
Chris, thank you for coming on.
No, of course.
At Man Samp, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday. Glitter Cheese 54 on Snap.
Yes.
On Snap. I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. Keep spreading the word about the podcast. Love that you guys listen. Love doing the podcast. And keep sending those emails, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Boom!